Let's do some nice basic mindfulness practice today in accord with our reading through Rick Hansen's book, Resilient, in Chapter 2 on Mindfulness. So I'll just begin with a bit of a reading and I'll do more reading later. So at the beginning of Chapter 2, he writes, "Being mindful means staying present in this moment as it is, moment after moment, rather than daydreaming, ruminating, or being distracted. The sustained present moment awareness of mindfulness is easy for maybe a breath or in a row or two in a row. The key is to stay mindful, which, as much research has shown, lowers stress, protects health, and lifts mood. It's pretty easy to be mindful while sitting on a cushion, a cup of warm tea in hand. It's harder to stay mindful when things are stressful or emotionally demanding, such as while having an argument with someone you love. Mindfulness can feel most out of reach just when you need it the most." And so this is why we practice. We practice so we can be there for the difficult moments as well as the beautiful moments, and really just generally to turn up for this life. All right, so we'll do some practice now. So take good care of your posture. You're all familiar with this. Adjust the posture. Perhaps imagining there's a little string at the top of your head, gently pulling you upward into an upright and dignified posture. And yet, as you do this, your eyes are soft, your eyes are downwards, and they're still. And when the eyes rove about, that can be a nice signal that attention is also roving. We let the jaw relax. And some of us find it helpful to have a little bit of a smile to the face in order to help us with that. Little curling up at the corners of the eyes and the lips. A way to welcome and greet the moment, an invitation to be with things as they are, with the smile. Then we notice what's happening, the back of the neck and into the shoulders. If there's any unnecessary holding, then we might roll our shoulders up, back and down a few times. One last time, up, back, and down, bringing the shoulder blades softly flat to the back. This tends to straighten the back as well as open the chest and heart area, and again creates receptivity to the moment. We check two. All the way down the arms to the hands, that they're soft and still in the lap. Palms down, palms up, whatever feels easeful. And just checking down the length of the torso, that it's erect without being stiff. Remembering to let there be a natural curve in the spine. And when we sit in chairs, sitting a little forward in the chair, such that the hips are a little higher than the knees. So feel free to adjust this as you are able. And then making sure that the bottom is evenly balanced in the chair. And knowing too that when we sit on a bench, this posture happens naturally by virtue of the bench. And when we sit on a cushion, we have to make sure those knees are lower than the hips and that they're well supported. And then tracing down through the legs to the feet. In the chair, are they flat to the floor? Are you feeling nicely that unconditional support of the earth? And so noticing, is this a posture that embodies wakefulness, attentiveness? Is there a friendliness, a welcoming embodied in the posture? Perhaps through the smile, the softness in the hands. And so, having set our posture and attitudes of interest and invitation and friendliness, we now gently connect with breathing, perhaps allowing yourself some nice full inhales and exhales. So breathing in fully all the way down, pause, and then fully exhale, releasing all the way through. And then again, feeling the sensations releasing. And one more time, breathing in fully, noticing the opening effects of the inhale. And then releasing through the exhale. And having connected with breathing in this manner, just let your breath subside and be however it is. And begin to notice where it's easy for you to feel breathing. Is it at the nostrils? A sense of cool, dry air on the inhale and warmer, moister air on the exhale at the nostrils. Some can really feel the breath through the throat. Kind of a swirling sensation. And others feel the breath easily through the chest and or the belly, the rising and falling of chest, belly. Noticing where it's easy for you to connect with breathing. And then anchoring your awareness in that particular region of breathing. Simply breathing in and breathing out. Letting this connection with breath be our anchor in the present moment. And when the mind wanders, because we have our anchor, we'll know it and we'll be able to be friendly and familiar and interested about where the mind wanders to without getting lost in it. And then simply reconnect with breathing again. letting the breath be just how it is. There's no special breath to have. Noticing the changing nature of breath. Perhaps making a mental note, in, out, rising, falling, perhaps a hand to the belly or the chest if those are your areas where you're feeling the breathing. Whatever helps you to really connect with each breath and therefore each moment. Letting the breath really help us gather our awareness into the present moment. Nothing to be distressed about when the attention wanders. But there's the breath, a place to come home to. We can just let all of these thoughts and emotions and other sensations just come and go around the breath. And just keep anchoring ourselves back here in breathing. Gathering, gathering, gathering the awareness. Periodically noticing what's happened with the posture and how does it feel that the posture may have changed? How does it feel physically and emotionally? Take in this information. It may be an old habitual pattern needing to be known. And then reassert once again that upright, dignified, gracious, wakeful posture. Make those little adjustments and notice how that feels. And reconnect with breathing again. Each moment we gather our attention back into the breathing and let go of the wandering, scattered mind. That's a moment of mindfulness. Mindfulness of where we've been, mindfulness of where we are, mindfulness of the breathing. This is the heart of the practice. Some strong experience occurs, thought, emotion, sensation. See if you can allow yourself to be aware of it, be mindful of it, while steadying yourself through breathing. Steady yourself through the breathing, through this experience. Perhaps naming the experience, labeling it. And feeling breathing. Breath can help us steady ourselves in the storm, whatever that storm may be. This simple practice of mindfulness of breathing is a wonderful way to gather our awareness into the present moment. And as we do this over time, we may start to feel a little calm, a little settling. And this fruit of practice encourages us on the path to keep practicing. Let the ringing of the bells be part of the practice, listening all the way to the end of the bells till you can't hear anything anymore before you move out of the practice and into the next moments.